You are listening to The Breakfast Show with Jerry D, a Cool FM and Panama Broadcasting Corporation production.
The Breakfast Show, better than coffee.
Indeed, a very good morning, boys and girls. Welcome to a brand new day. It's a beautiful morning this morning. Lovely sunrise. It is the 5th of September, and it's Tuesday. The Breakfast Show with me, Jerry D. We're on 89.3 Cool FM, and I am going to be with you right through until 10 o'clock this morning. All being well. Right, let's see. 5th of September. We've got any birthdays for today? Tell you what, we're going to take a trip over to France for our birthday this morning. Louis the 14th, he was born in 1638, known as the Sun King. He was King of France and Navarre. His reign from 1643 to his death in 1715 began, believe it or not, at the age of 4 and lasted 72 years, 3 months and 18 days. Imagine starting to rule at the age of 4. That age, he could have been just a politician. As such, it is one of the longest documented reigns of any European monarch. Absolutely amazing.
Good morning, world.
Here comes the sun.
Good morning in the morning.
Buenos días en la mañana.
That mission will start in 5 seconds from now. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1,
The best place to be in the mornings.
The Breakfast Show with Jerry D.
Thank you.
Oh, indeedy, yes. Queen, Somebody to Love. And that was written, of course, by Freddie himself. Debuted on the band's 1976 album, which was called A Day at the Races, and also appears on their 1981 compilation album, Greatest Hits. The song has, you probably noticed some similarities, really, to Queen's earlier hit, Bohemian Rhapsody, with that complex harmonies and guitar solos. However, instead of mimicking an English choir, the band turned to a gospel choir. Did nicely, got to number 2 in the UK, number 13 on the Billboard Hot 100 in the United States. And there we go, what a way to start the day. Quick good mornings, good morning to Mary Lou, dropped a little note earlier on this morning, first thing. Also Jesus, good morning to you, Jesus Alenas, and Renee over there in Greece. If she's not complaining, it's too hot. She's now got problems. She's got cold water. Have you ever thought of coming back to Panama? I would. If you keep an eye on the time, we're just a few seconds away from 9 minutes after the hour, 7 o'clock. This is Aha, indeed. It's called Air Stay on These Roads.
The Breakfast Show. It's better than coffee.
That is In Excess and Disappear, which I will be doing at about 10 o'clock this morning. And then that was following on, as I mentioned, by Aha, Stay on These Roads. We are 16 minutes after the hour of 7 o'clock, so I am a minute late. Sorry about that. We'll catch you in the shower, spruced up and on your way for this Tuesday morning. The sun is shining, the blinds down, but it's still nice and bright. Big sunshine. We like big sunshine, don't we? Of course we do. But we do like rain as well, don't we, children? Yes, we do. In the shower with you this morning, Donna Summer.
Your weary mind at ease.
the summer, good old disco track, that one. Our love. And there you go. How are you getting on your way to where it is you're going today? It is Tuesday, and we don't have any guests today, so it's pretty much like Monday. Yes, it's you, me, the music. We're checking with Ingrid and, of course, with Yasmin as well. Being like Tuesday, of course, our friend Mary Lou, who's the whistle time, she's retired now. So although today is Tuesday, of course, when you're retired, as Morrissey would say, every day's like Sunday. Go Morrissey and every day is like Sunday, because for the rest of us that have to work and are not retired, we all know it's Tuesday.
We would never say where she came from. Yesterday don't matter if it's gone. While the sun is bright or in the darkest night, no one knows. She comes and goes. So free. she'll tell you it's the only way to be. She just can't be chained to a life where nothing's gained or nothing's lost at such a cost. Catch your dreams before they slip away. Dying all the time. Lose your dreams and you will lose your mind. Ain't life unkind?
Yes, it is Ruby Tuesday, according to the Rolling Stones.
Escucha Cool FM 89.3 con la música más refrescante en tu radio.
Cool FM.
¿Amas la historia y la cultura? Únete al Museo del Canal y sé parte de un legado que ha trascendido generaciones. Adquiriendo tu membresía al Museo del Canal, haces posible que más niños y jóvenes de diversas comunidades y escuelas de todo el país redescubran su historia. Conviértete en un miembro y sumérgete en la fascinante historia que rodea la construcción del canal. Para más información, museodelcanal.com o al WhatsApp 6576-9335 o visita el Museo del Canal ubicado en Casco Antiguo frente a la Plaza Catedral. Museo del Canal, donde la historia cobra vida.
Estamos muy felices de anunciarles que Mega Producciones ya tiene local, llamado Mundo Kids, ubicado en Atrio Mall Costa del Este, piso 3, donde puedes llevar a tus hijos a divertirse, con show, parque, personajes y también puedes realizar fiestas de cumpleaños. Contáctalos, mundokidspty01@gmail.com, WhatsApp 6317-6563 y su cuenta de Instagram mundokidspanamá1. Ven y disfruta con nosotros.
En la carretera Panamericana se desarrollan frentes de trabajo de la línea 3. Por la seguridad de los conductores, recomendamos respetar las señales de tránsito y manejar con precaución para evitar accidentes.
We are listening to the Breakfast Show. We are exactly where we were a few seconds ago. 7:30, so now we're making our way up towards 8. Let's take a look at some of the international news and a little bit of business as well for this Tuesday morning. If you've just joined us, very good morning to you. It is the 5th of September. North Korean leader Kim Jong-un may soon meet with President Vladimir Putin and discuss potential arms deals. A U.S. national security official has said, signaling deeper ties between the two countries as they face off with Washington. As Russia's isolation over its war in Ukraine has grown, analysts say that it has seen increasing value in North Korea. For North Korea's part, relations with Russia haven't always been as warm as they were during the height of the Soviet Union, but now the country is reaping clear benefits from Moscow's need for friends. United States First Lady Jill Biden has tested positive for COVID-19 just days before President Joe Biden, who tested negative for the virus, is due to travel to a Group of 20 summit in India, the White House said on Monday. Biden's 72-year-old wife, whose symptoms were described as mild, had COVID in August of last year. The president, now 80, has tested positive in July of 2022. Japan has told the World Trade Organization, the WTO, that China's ban on Japanese seafood after the release of treated water from the Fukushima nuclear plant was totally unacceptable, the Japanese foreign minister said late on Monday. In a counter-argument, August 31st notification to the WTO on its measures to suspend Japanese aquatic imports, which started last month, Japan said it would explain its positions in relevant to WTO committees and urge China to immediately repeal the action. And sticking with China, China's top security agency has hinted that any meeting between President Xi Jinping and U.S. President Joe Biden in San Francisco later this year will depend on the United States showing sufficient sincerity. Biden on Sunday expressed disappointment that Xi was not attending an upcoming summit of G20 leaders in India, but added that he was going to get to see him. Myanmar's detained former leader Aung San Suu Kyi is ailing, and a request for an outside physician to see her has been denied by the country's military rulers, a source familiar with the matter said, and the shadow government loyal to her said on Tuesday. The 78-year-old Nobel laureate, instead, has been treated by a prisons department doctor. She was suffering swelling in her gums and could not eat well, and is feeling lightheaded along with vomiting, said the source, who declined to be identified due to fear of arrest. The Burning Man organizers reopened the road leading out of the remote Nevada Desert Festival on Monday, allowing tens of thousands of attendees to escape after they'd been trapped for days by mud. It was more like glue. But many of the 64,000 people who remained on site as of Monday may choose to stay one more night and watch the festival's giant namesake effigy go up in flames on Monday night, one day past schedule. Unexpected summer rain turned the week-long annual counterculture arts festival into a muddy nightmare. Huawei Technologies and China's top chipmaker, SMIC, have built an advanced 7-nanometer processor to power its latest smartphone, according to a teardown report by analyst firm Tech Insights. Huawei's Mate 60 Pro is powered by a new Kirin 9000S chip that was made in China by Semiconductor Manufacturing International Corp, SMIC. Huawei started selling its Mate 60 Pro phone last week. The specifications advertised its ability to make satellite calls, but offered no information on the power of the chipset inside. China is set to launch a new state-backed investment fund that aims to raise about $40 billion for its semiconductor sector. Two people familiar with the matter said as the country ramps up efforts to catch up with the US and other rivals. China's Country Garden made interest payments on US dollar bonds hours ahead of a grace period deadline, a person close to the firm said, pulling back from the brink of default for the second time in 4 days, and bringing some relief to the country's crisis-hit property sector. China's largest private property developer failed to pay coupons on the bonds, totaling $22.5 million, which was due on the 6th of August, exasperating fears over how much cash it has left and keeping markets on tenterhooks throughout the bond's 30-day grace period. Tesla Shanghai has sued a Chinese firm over tech secret infringement and unfair competition disputes, Shanghai Securities Journal reported on Tuesday. The lawsuit against Bingling Intelligent Technology, a chip designer and auto parts maker based in Changzhou, Jiangsu province, will be heard in the Shanghai Intellectual Property Court on the 10th of October, according to the report. An investment fund unit of Xiaomi owns 11.9 5% of Bingling, the report said, citing Chinese business data platform Tiani Ancha. European shares, they fell to one-week lows on Tuesday, with economically sensitive sectors leading the sell-off as weak services sector data from China and the Eurozone fueled concerns about slowing global growth. The pan-European Stock 600 index was down 0.7%, its fifth consecutive session of losses. China-exposed sectors such as luxury and construction and materials were among the top drags in Europe, as data showed that China's services activity expanded at the slowest pace in 8 months in August. Oil prices, well, they dipped on Tuesday as fresh data added to gloom over the state of China's post-pandemic recovery, although expectations of an extension in supply cuts by leading OPEC plus producers limited losses. By 9:33 Greenwich Mean Time, Brent crude futures for November were down 51 cents at $88.49 a barrel, while US West Texas Intermediate crude, WTI, October futures, well, they edged 14 cents lower to $85.41 a barrel. So there we go. That's it. There's our look at some of the news headlines, and also taking a look at some of the business news for this morning as well. Have you ever thought about smart investing? You've got to check out Riccio & Associates. They've got over 30 years of experience guiding folks just like you. Start with $5,000. Get control, low cost and total liquidity. Reach out on WhatsApp at 1-954-881-3398 or swing by the website yoinviertobien.com. Your financial future, it's in great hands.
It's Morning Radio, The Breakfast Show with Jerry D on 89.3 Cool FM from the heart of Panama City in English.
I don't want to be alone tonight. It's pretty clear that I'm not over you. I'm still thinking about the things you do. So I don't want to be alone tonight, alone tonight, alone tonight. Can you fight the fight? I need somebody who can take control. I know exactly what I need. Alone tonight, alone tonight.
I'm dancing with a stranger.
there we go. Yes, Sam Smith's found somebody to dance with. Obviously a complete stranger. Right, I tell you what, let's get on to a few good mornings. Just very quickly, Paul just dropped me a line over there in South London and said they got nice weather over there. And he says that sunny, warm London, 29 degrees Celsius. Isn't that nice? Nice to be that cool. And we mentioned, of course, Mary Lou's with us this morning. Good morning to you, Mary Lou, and Jesus. And Renee, right, I guess, let me get my, because I always have to read a lot when we talk to Renee, which I love. I love all the stories. It's like an ongoing comedy, really, isn't it? Let's see what we got for today. Because they just had the air conditioners sorted out and fixed. They put in some splits. Anyway, Renee and Rick over there in Greece and Athens. Good day. We've got clouds and rain today. We have solar heating for our water. So you know what that means. She said that was cold. And you asked if I could play a piece of music for you, which I'll do in just a second, because you go on here. It says, funny enough, I had to turn off the air conditioning because it was too cold getting out of the shower. We need to turn on the electric hot water heater if it's going to continue to be cloudy. Now, speaking of Burning Man, which we were just saying, they managed to get a lot of the people out of there now. This is where the desert turned into a quagmire. Speaking of Burning Man, Renee says, Rick's sister, she was there. She finally got out. She said it was a total, shit show. But also a total blast. I know. And one of the things, of course, you know, it may have been a disaster, but it's something that she's never, ever going to forget for the rest of her life. You see, it's surprising where memories come from. Anyway, you asked if we could play a piece of music. You did ask if we could play Alison... I've got it here. Here we go. Could you please play Alanis Morissette together with Willie Nelson, On the Road Again?
On the road again. Just can't wait to get on the road again. The life I love is making music with my friends. I can't wait to get on the road again. On the road again. Going places that I've never been. Seeing things that I may never see again. We go down the highway. We're the best of friends. It's a shame that the world keeps turning our way. And our way is on the road again. I just can't wait to get on the road again. The life I love is making music with my friends. I can't wait to get on the road again. On the road again. Like a band of gypsies we go down the highway. And we're the best of friends. It's just a shame that the world keeps turning. With my friends, and I can't wait to get on the road again. And I can't wait to get on the road again.
And there we go, yes, on the road. This is a nice version, isn't it? And it's all slowed down and nice. Alanis Morissette and Willie Nelson there for Renee. And Paul dropped me that little line. He's asked me to play a piece of music. I had to have a little bit of a chuckle to myself, which I do most of the time. He asked for a piece of music. He said, could you please play this particular piece of music for our schools? Well, I don't know if you had been finishing or following this at all on the news or seen any of it. But they've had to close about 103 or 104 schools over there at the moment in the UK because of the type of concrete that was used. And I think this goes back to the sort of like 50s, 60s, 70s. And it's it's like styrofoam, basically. It's the only thing I can really compare it to. It's full of sort of aerated bubbles. Or if you, what was that bar you used to get? I think it was Crunchy, where it had the honeycomb in the middle. Well, apparently this concrete is like this, and what's happened over the years, it's become brittle, and it's expanded, or it's sagged, or whatever. So they've had to close the schools, and they're checking government buildings as well. It's all a bit of a disaster, really. And there was quite a news thing. I think it was the education secretary yesterday. She finished an interview, and she did something that we should never do if you're in this line of business, and that's talk when you still have a microphone on. And you're saying, well, why don't you stop then? In a minute. She was caught saying, basically, she says, after the interview, because obviously they're giving her a hard time, she says, for heaven's sake, doesn't anybody give an F about the fact that we're doing all right, we've done this, we've done that? It went viral, and even the BBC played it. Going back, what did Paul ask us to play then? Well, I thought it was a classic choice. It comes from Unit 4 Plus 2. We're going to go back to the 1960s. It's called Concrete and Clay.
Sidewalks in the street, the concrete and the clay beneath my feet begins to crumble. But love will never die, because we'll see the mountain stumble before we say goodbye. My love and I will be in love eternally. That's the way, that's the way it's meant to be. All around, I see the purple shades of evening. And on the ground, the shadows fall, and once again you're in my arms. So tenderly, the sidewalks in the street, the concrete and the clay beneath my feet begins to crumble. But love will never die, because we'll see the mountain stumble before we say goodbye. My love and I will be in love eternally. That's the way. That's the way it's meant to be. The sidewalks in the street, the concrete and the clay beneath my feet begins to crumble. But love will never die, because we'll see the mountain stumble.
There we go. That's Paul's suggestion. Concrete and clay. Yes, that does go back a bit. Unit 4 plus 2. Oh, we could carry on with this one with Toto. Kick the walls down. Kick them down before they fall down. Keep an eye on the time. 9.5 minutes before the hour of 8 o'clock. Local news at the top of the hour. Next hour, check in with Ingrid and also with Yasmin.
Long way to the shortcut, and the wall.
Hits and more. It's The Breakfast Show with Jerry D.
But you're never
go. Well, there's another, well, that's the last of that little lot. That was Style Council. And, walls come tumbling down is what that was called. It's a big trouble with the schools over there in the UK. So, we'll just make our way to the top of the hour. And what do we do at the top of the hour? Well, we take a look at some of the local news here in the Republic of Panama, checking in with Ingrid for our everyday story of country folk, and also Yasmin. And perhaps we will also find a couple of people in the world of music born on this day. Right, as of for now...
Escucha Cool FM 89.3 con la música más refrescante en tu radio.
Cool FM.
The Breakfast Show with Jerry D on 89.3. The best place to be in the mornings.
¿Amas la historia y la cultura? Únete al Museo del Canal y sé parte de un legado que ha trascendido generaciones. Adquiriendo tu membresía al Museo del Canal, haces posible que más niños y jóvenes de diversas comunidades y escuelas de todo el país redescubran su historia. Conviértete en un miembro y sumérgete en la fascinante historia que rodea la construcción del canal. Para más información, museodelcanal.com o al WhatsApp 6576-9335 o visita el Museo del Canal ubicado en Casco Antiguo frente a la Plaza Catedral. Museo del Canal, donde la historia cobra vida.
Estamos muy felices de anunciarles que Mega Producciones ya tiene local, llamado Mundo Kids, ubicado en Atrio Mall Costa del Este, piso 3, donde puedes llevar a tus hijos a divertirse, con show, parque, personajes y también puedes realizar fiestas de cumpleaños. Contáctalos, mundokidspty01@gmail.com, WhatsApp 6317-6563 y su cuenta de Instagram mundokidspanamá1. Ven y disfruta con nosotros.
Construcción de la línea 3 del metro. Día tras día, vamos haciendo realidad el sueño de miles de residentes de la provincia de Panamá Oeste.
Escucha Cool FM 89.3 con la música más refrescante en tu radio.
Cool FM.
It's Morning Radio, The Breakfast Show with Jerry D on 89.3 Cool FM. From the heart of Panama City in English.
We built this city. We built this city on rock and roll. Built this city. We built this city on rock and roll. Say you don't care to go to that
Saturday, not seeing that bumper-to-bumper traffic.
Don't you remember?
Your favorite radio station, your favorite radio city, the city by the bay, the city that rocks, the city that never sleeps.
With Jerry D.
Peter and Gordon, and that was called Woman. And bring us in, of course, We Built This City. We built this city, didn't we? A rock and roll. And everything else. 21 minutes after the hour of 8 o'clock here on this morning's breakfast show.
Good morning, Panama. Good morning, Jerry. Hey, yes, how you doing? Well, it is the day. It's a travel day, and I understand there's going to be some protests in the street. Not protesting me driving, mind you. No, not like that. But protesting all kinds of things. So driving is going to be somewhat unpredictable today, so I will make my way in as long as it takes, but I gotta get in there. I gotta see clients today, so I'm gonna have to leave here pretty early in order to get there, hopefully with bypassing all that traffic. You know, people usually protest around the lunch hour and before work and after work because they don't want to miss work. So maybe I get lucky and that's what will happen. So I'm packing up because I'm going to be headed to the Estados Unidos and going to go do some work in Miami for a couple of days. And then if I'm lucky enough, I'm going to to drive up to see my parents, which is a three-hour drive, a three-hour tour. Yep, 3 hours one way. Miami to Nokomis. Yeah, the word Nokomis means safe water. The hurricane that went by passed them again. It went and hit further north above the Tampa area. I'm sorry it hit at all, but my parents are very lucky because the last time the big one hit, they just had some damage on their screens and a lot of tree branches falling down. So, getting packed up. The cook's getting all ready. She's going to take care of the animals for a few days all by herself. Yes, she is. And let's see. One of the gals is coming today to help us clean up the house a little bit. And then I am on my road. So hopefully y'all be nice to me. I'm not trying to. I support whatever you want to fight. I do. I promise. I know. I understand it has to do with the mining contracts. I don't know too much about that. I really don't. And I can't make any kind of comment except I don't know what y'all are fighting about, but okay, you always like to pick the streets to block things, so please don't do that while I'm driving, please. I need to get to work, okay? I'm a worker, I'm not a politician. So I will be broadcasting from the city tomorrow, hopefully, if I get there. And until then, back to you in the studio.
we go. That's one from Ingrid making your way into Miami this morning. And that, well, this group would be good for the Audubon Society. They're called Counting Crows. If you are keeping an eye on the time, we're 28 minutes. That's after the hour of 8 o'clock here on this morning's breakfast show. There's another one for Ingrid. Let's hope when you get to Miami, well, you'll hit the ground running. This is from Alice Merton.
With an open air, and you never know what lies ahead. But I always knew that this was it. The signs were lit. Oh, I always knew. I'm on overdrive, gonna play offense, and I won't look back, there'll be no regrets. I'll keep my head up, even if I'm fed up, cause I'm getting closer. Oh, I know. You never know what lies ahead, but I always knew that this would be the signs were lit. Oh, I always knew.
There we go. Hit the road running, Ingrid, when you get there. And if you're driving, well, I hope it's not too much of a hassle for you. We'll tell you what, we'll take a look around, see if there's anything in the social media or whatever about any roadblocks or anything at the moment. I know yesterday in Costa del Este, some tracks were out. The students were also out yesterday on Transismica. And as Ingrid said, quite rightly so, it was against the mining contract. And it's interesting because when they mentioned it, the majority of the people that were at that event yesterday to discuss it were against the project. And I tell you what, these people that just sort of go ahead, doesn't matter, you know, whether it's to do with transparency or whatever. These people in the government, they just do what they want. They don't care, seem to care what we want at all, which is really a shame. It's Neil Diamond. Going back in time. If your name is Caroline, well, this one's for you this morning. And we are 28 minutes before the hour of 9 o'clock here on this morning's breakfast show.
Where it began, I can't begin to knowing. But then I know it's growing strong. Wasn't the spring, and spring became the summer. Who'd have believed you'd come along? Hands touching hands, reaching out, touching me, touching you.
town seems so lonely. We fill it up with only two. And when I hurt, hurting runs off my shoulders. How can I hurt when holding you? Warm, touching warm, reaching out, touching me, touching you.
Diamond and Sweet Caroline. And so we'll stay on the same sort of theme, well, the same sort of era. I want to play this one for you. Mr. Roy Orbison. Only the Lonely. And I hope you're not lonely this morning. If you are, we know you can do it. Always tune in to The Breakfast Show. We'll keep you company. Roy Orbison and Only the Lonely. Time on The Breakfast Show, 22 minutes before the hour of 9 o'clock on 89.3 Cool FM. You're listening to The Breakfast Show with me, Jerry D. If you just joined us, 5th of September, where you been? Right, remember earlier on we were talking with Paul over there in the UK about the problems that some of the schools are having in the UK with this concrete, which is more like, the way they describe it, it's more like styrofoam. But it's a big problem. But somebody else has got a big problem as well when it comes to concrete and walls. Because we played Breaking Down the Walls, I think it was, or something along those lines. can't remember what happened 2 minutes ago, anything else. A part of China's Great Wall, I don't know if you heard this story, part of China's Great Wall has been severely damaged by construction workers in central Shaanxi province, who used an excavator to dig through it. Police say two people are suspected of trying to create a shortcut for their construction work. Yeah, knock down the Great Wall of China just so I can get home quicker. The two have been detained and the case is under further investigation. The 38-year-old man and the 55-year-old woman were working near the affected area, the 32nd Great Wall, I guess that's part of it. They dug a big gap by widening existing cavity in the Great Wall so that their excavator could pass through it. And police say that they wanted to reduce the distance that they had to travel. Well, police also stress that the two caused irreversible damage to the integrity of the Ming Great Wall and to the safety of the cultural relics. Now, located in Yu County, the 32nd Great Wall is a section of the Ming Great Wall and is categorized as a historical and cultural site, which is protected at the provincial level. Officers were alerted to the damage on the 24th of August after receiving reports that there was a huge gap in the wall. The Great Wall, a UNESCO World Heritage Site since 1987, was built and rebuilt on a continual basis from around 220 BC. Yes, BC, before Christ, until the Ming Dynasty in the 1600s. When it was the world's largest military structure. So there we go. That's the way to upset people, really, isn't it? Well, this is Tears for Fears. Break it down again. Keep you in mind the time. We're 19 and a half minutes before the hour of 9 o'clock. Mr. News at 8. Then we've got it for you again at 9.
Like a man, it's on like a horse. When it's all mixed up,
There we go. Oh, that was Tears for Fears and Break It Down Again. 15 before the hour of 9 o'clock, 89.3, Cool FM. And I tell you what, I think I've got a whole sort of crowd of people out here. Let me just sort of open the door and see what's going on. Oh, good morning. what are you all doing? Sorry? Oh, what, there's a football match on? Oh, really? Oh, is that so? Oh, yes, you know, I think I can hear it. Oh, you do sing very well, you know. There's a little bit of a mix we did there. We're back in the pub. A little bit of a mix we did there. Jerry and the Pacemakers and the Cop Choir. And You'll Never Walk Alone. Oh, right. I tell you what. I'll give you a bit of a history on that song. Because you might say, where did that come from? Well, believe it or not, it was a song that goes back to the year 1945. You Never Walk Alone. It's a show tune. From the 1945 Rodgers and Hammerstein musical called Carousel. In the second act of the musical, Nettie Fowler, the cousin of the protagonist, Julie Jordan, sings You'll Never Walk Alone to comfort and encourage Julie when her husband, Billy Bigelow, the male lead, stabs himself with a knife just trying to run away after attempting a robbery with his mate Jigger. Oh, well, there you are. I must admit, I think I saw Carousel, I remember that bit. But of course, Jerry and the Pacemakers, it became their song. It's the song's most successful cover and released in 1963 by the Liverpudlian and Merseybeat group. Yes, Jerry, that's with a G, not with a J. And the Pacemakers, which I might need one soon, that peaked at number one on the UK single chart. It stayed there for four consecutive weeks. The band's version also reached the top of the charts in Australia, Ireland and New Zealand. Now, after becoming a chart hit by a local band, the song gained popularity on the Anfield terraces, and the song quickly became the football anthem of Liverpool FC, which adopted You'll Never Walk Alone as its official motto on its coat of arms. Now, the song is sung by its supporters, the Kop Choir there, moments before the start of each home game at Anfield, with the Jerry and Pacemakers version being played over the public address. Yes, bit of karaoke. Sing along. In 2013, the 50th anniversary, the song being sung by, or on the Kop, Simon Hart of The Independent writes, "Five decades on, the pre-match scarves raised, sing it loud ritual as much a part of Liverpool's fabric as their red shirts." The words written in wrought iron on the gates of the stadium. How cool is that?
Somewhere in my heart.
Santa Clara and Somewhere in My Heart. Bryan Adams. Oh, together with Sting and Rod Stewart.
FM 89.3 con la música más refrescante en tu radio.
FM.
Oh, Breakfast Show with Jerry D on 89.3. Cool FM, the best place to be in the mornings.
Here today for a bit of bad news. I won't be able to see you anymore because of my obligations and the ties that you have. We've been meeting here every day, and since this is our last day together, I want to hold you just one more time. When you turn and walk away, don't look back. I want to remember you just like this. Let's just kiss and say goodbye.
You are so lovely. With you standing there, I'm so aware of how much I care for you. You are more than now. You are for always. I can see in you my dreams come true. Don't you ever go away. Nothing I can do. And when I hold you, I only want to say I love you. Ballerina girl, the joy you bring me every day. How I waited for your love. Sometimes I wondered if you'd ever come my way. Now that I finally found you, this is where my heart will stay. Nothing I can't do. I guess I finally realize there's nothing else like loving you. Oh, ballerina girl, you are so lovely. I can see in you my dream. Come true. Don't you ever go away. Ballerina girl.
Two lovely tracks in a row. We started off with the Manhattans and Kiss and Say Goodbye, and followed on that was Lionel Richie and Ballerina Girl. And it's time to say good morning to Yasmin.
Hello, good morning. Happy Tuesday.
Yes, it is. Happy Tuesday. It's a nice Tuesday, isn't it?
Oh, yeah.
Sun shining.
Mm-hmm.
Although I sent a picture of the sunrise this morning over to Paul in the UK, and he said, you're supposed to have rain.
Mm-hmm.
You need rain. Okay. It was still a nice sunrise. So, and ballerina, have you, you know, when you were a young girl, have you ever attempted to do ballet?
No.
You didn't go, no, I'm not surprised.
I don't think so. Or maybe when I was very, very little.
I mean.
But no, that hurts.
You know what was quite funny, because, you know, I was brought up in a Catholic house.
Uh-huh.
And through the family or whatever, they had all these little, they're really quite cute, I'm not sure where they are now, but they were like little round things, all very ornately done, like silver and whatever. And inside they're supposed to have had relics of the particular saints. Have you ever seen those?
No.
No, and I had loads of these. So you never guess what I started to do.
Mm-hmm.
I started to say Mass in my house.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Soon grew out of that. Oh, yes. I was a nice, saintly little child. And I was,
mm-hmm.
Yes, absolutely. Mm-hmm. I haven't changed much, really. But, yeah. Oh, the other thing, I wanted to be a vet, actually.
Oh, yes. Me too.
Yeah. But mm-hmm. then I decided I wouldn't be able to cut animals up.
Uh-huh. Exactly. Yeah.
So that went by the wayboard. I wanted to be a Formula One driver.
No,
I would have done okay at that, but it just didn't happen. In fact, I did have a tryout, one of the Brands Hatch circuit in the UK, and my mother arranged it for me, actually. And I went around first in the Lotus Elan with an instructor explaining the circuit and what you did where and when and whatever, talking to you all the time. Then you had to talk to him and tell him what you were doing and why you were doing it.
Mm-hmm.
And then I had a Formula 4, or what is now Formula 4, and those days Formula Ford, which is the single-seater.
Mm-hmm.
And I loved it. And they actually offered me a car on their own sort of school, mm-hmm. that were racing. And I was in the Air Force. Do you think for 1 minute the Air Force are going to let me go and play motor racing? No. So that never happened.
Okay.
So, yeah. The other thing, believe it or not, I wanted to do, because I did it when I was 18, 19, was radio.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought, yeah, I'd love to do that. Well, guess what?
Mm-hmm.
16 years on. We're getting on for 16 years on.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I accomplished one of my favourite things.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's nice.
See? Mm-hmm. Yeah, you know, life works in funny ways.
Mm-hmm.
Sort of, actually sort of going back. I mean, I'm going back. So if I was born then, and I, you know, I did this when I was 18, then I've probably got another 18 years to go the other way.
Mm-hmm.
So I'll be around for a bit. Yeah, but, and did you have any sort of dreams about what you wanted to be? Any sort of aspirations?
Well, apart from being a vet, what else? Maybe teacher. Maybe,
mm-hmm.
I want to do,
mm-hmm.
a teacher. You know, irregular,
yeah.
things that kids want. Psychologist, too. I wanted to be a psychologist.
Mm-hmm.
Well, a photographer.
Oh, yeah, because you're very good at that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you're very good at photography.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You like bugs.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Mm.
Mm-hmm. Macro photography.
Yeah.
It's better for me.
Mm-hmm. And you do it on your phone, do you, a lot of it?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, it's incredible, really.
Mm-hmm.
Do you use a special lens on the front?
Yeah, but it's, you know, just special for cell phones, the,
mm-hmm.
little ones.
Yeah, yeah,
mm-hmm.
yeah.
yeah.
Because I find, you know, if you're taking, like, macro photography of bugs in here, you have to get too close.
Mm-hmm.
And they notice you.
Exactly.
Oi.
But for me, they love to model.
Oh, okay, she comes again.
Uh-huh. They're always like, okay.
Put on your best, kids, put on your best clothes.
Mama, they want to wear them, and I want to be nice.
Yeah, they, most of the time they're good with me.
I want to eat a bug.
Oh, yeah, no, that's it, because you do, you get some very good shots.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Yeah. Because the other way of sort of getting some really good shots, where you've got more of a chance than not running away, if you have a good zoom lens.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's
yeah.
As well, yeah. So if you, well, do you have a sort of site where you put all your pictures, or?
No.
No?
No, no, no.
You should do.
Yeah. Well, I don't have time. Or money.
No. I mean, I noticed you didn't mention on your "What do I want to do in my life?" and it's work with Jerry.
Well, and I never thought about working on radio, so, but I love it.
Uh-huh.
So sometimes you don't think about some stuff, but you love it at the end.
Mm, yeah.
When you got it. So.
It'd be nice if it paid. Yes, really. I mean, it's funny because if you were doing this kind of thing in the UK,
mm-hmm.
I mean, they'd be paying you sort of like $500,000, or £500,000 a year or something. But then you had to have your own production team, you had to have your own person do the weather, the new, all
mm-hmm.
that kind of thing. But when they're paying you that kind of money, you can soon find them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly.
So, anyway, we're doing good. We've got mm-hmm. a lot of listeners out there, which is nice. I found out from a good friend of mine yesterday, Ariel.
Mm-hmm.
He said, my students tell me they listen to Jerry D mm-hmm. to help their English.
No.
So a lot of people going around in Panama are going to be talking awfully well. It's all very nice English. So, well, that was almost Indian. same thing. Yeah, and the thing is, what was interesting, because he told me that his best friend, one of his best friends,
mm-hmm.
is Lubo.
Oh, yes, we miss Lou Wolf.
Yeah, I mean, Lou I Wolf. Said to him, I said, oh, no, really? I said, because I said, I, you know, every time, because Lubo, by the way, is the one who recorded for us mm-hmm. the Jerry with a G jingle.
Yeah.
And it was so kind of him. He did such a great job. We just sort of lost contact with him. But Ariel mm-hmm. knows him well. So I said, hey, tell Lubo. We must get in touch, mm-hmm. get together. So that's a good thing came out of that.
Mm-hmm.
So Lubo, if you're listening, mm-hmm. it's Jerry with a G, just in case. So anyway, did you do any ISTE, any functions yesterday?
No.
Just a quiet working. Day?
Yeah.
And mm-hmm. today?
No, either.
No? Oh, mm-hmm. okay. All right.
Mm-hmm. Today is going to be a huge march.
Oh, is there?
Yes. So I think everything is going to be crazy around.
Do you know where that's going?
I guess they're going to walk from this park here in Avenida Balboa to the Asamblea.
On Parque Arauca?
Yeah, at 4.
Oh, okay. Well, 4 o'clock, that's going to screw up the mm-hmm. center cost there.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. So I'll stay at home.
Yeah, I haven't got anywhere to go. I'm going to pop down to the supermarket in the afternoon and do that.
Mm-hmm.
And then I'll be back home again in a hurry.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Good idea.
I would assume that it's to do with the mining.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, the people are so against it.
Mm-hmm.
But like I said earlier on, you know, we're all against everything,
mm-hmm.
and they just do it anyway.
Exactly.
You know, it's like this amazing thing what they're trying to do with the transparency law, basically saying that mind your own business.
Mm-hmm.
And I get a little bit upset because it's our money that they're using and they won't account for it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Can you imagine if you were in business, if you had a company and you refused to account for what you do?
Mm-hmm.
Firstly, the banks would cut you off.
Mm-hmm.
And secondly, you'd have the DGI down your throat or all these other people for not paying.
Mm-hmm.
But these people, they don't want to tell us what they're spending our money on.
Yes, exactly.
Oh, such a shame.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, born on this day in music?
Yes, let's talk about music.
Yay! Yay, I tell you what, let's have a little clap. All right. Don't overdo it.
Okay.
What we got?
Let's talk about John Stewart first.
Okay.
Singer, songwriter with the Kingston Trio. As a solo artist, he had the 1979 U.S. number 5 single with Gold. He also wrote the Monkees' hit, Daydream Believer.
Oh, yeah, he did.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's a good part. The one we're going to play, because he's a single artist, so we're going to play the one he had the big hit with. It's Gold!
Makes 2/5 for an hour. He's got rhythm in his hands as he's
ago with John Stewart and Gold. People out there trying to turn music into gold. He didn't do too bad, did he, Gaz, really? He managed to turn some, especially with that hit for the Monkees as well. So, yeah, there we are. John Stewart, it's his birthday today. Mm-hmm. And I tell you, we've got another one, haven't we?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah, we've got a special one. Yes.
Mm-hmm. That is Freddie Mercury.
It's his birthday. I tell you what, he's so important. Oh, and you can't hear it, but we're going to give him one of these. There we go. Freddie Mercury, happy birthday. If you're listening, just put your thumbs up. Let us know. Give me a thumbs up on WhatsApp.
Right.
You know, I know he's around. They can listen to us. So, yeah, Freddie Mercury's birthday. Mm-hmm. What a guy. What a character he was.
Exactly.
Yeah.
He was born in 1946. British singer, songwriter, record producer with Queen. Regarded as one of the greatest singers in the history of rock music. Queen had the 1975 UK number one single Bohemian Rhapsody, plus over 40 other UK top 40 singles, and the 1980 US number one single Crazy Little Thing Called Love. As a solo artist, he scored the 1987 UK number four single The Great Pretender.
Oh, that's right. I tell you what, I'm taking one of his tracks, which he did as Freddie Mercury, not as Queen,
mm-hmm.
came off an album called Never Boring. And this is Man-Made Paradise.
Oh,
Wow, Freddie Mercury and Mad Maid Paradise.
Mm-hmm.
I tell you what, I was just thinking.
Mm-hmm.
You know, being what I find hard to believe, because I mean, you know, when you have somebody that great, they're always like they were, aren't they?
Mm-hmm.
If he was alive,
mm-hmm.
he'd be 77.
Mm-hmm.
That's scary.
Yeah.
If I'm not careful, I'll be getting old as well.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I'll have to keep taking the tablets. So, yeah, I mean, what a character.
Yes.
So, absolutely mm-hmm. brilliant. Freddie Mercury, happy birthday to him.
Mm-hmm.
What else is new?
I don't know.
Oh, well, that's it then. I mean, I've got nothing else to say. Might as well go to bed.
Let's play music.
Let's play music. Okay. Mm-hmm. All right. Well, in that case, I tell you what, I've got a piece of music here, which was requested by Mary Lou. By the way, Mary Lou says today is my mum's birthday.
Oh, happy birthday.
89.
Wow.
She's older than Freddie Mercury.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. Anyway, I tell you what, we're going to give another one of these, because
mm-hmm.
It's her birthday, 89, and here we go. There we go. Happy birthday to Mary Lou's mum.
Mm-hmm.
And now the thing, Mary Lou requests a song called Tender Surrender from Steve Vai,
mm-hmm.
spelled V-A-I. Well, Mary Lou, I've only got two Steve Vai tracks in my music collection. One of them was F You, or F Yourself, and the other one was the one you asked for. And I hope he doesn't say that in there, you know, because... So, anyway, Tender Surrender. Let's see what we got. Oh, it sounds nice, doesn't it? Yes.
Mm-hmm, yes. Thank you.
singer there, yes.
I like it.
What great guitar playing. Mm-hmm. You know what? His guitar playing mm-hmm. reminds me a lot of Gary Moore.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, but don't they sound alike?
Mm-hmm, exactly.
You know, brilliant guitar. I love it. Gary Moore is one of my favorite guitars. And Mary Lou just said that she just discovered Steve Vai as well. And I'm going to have to find out more because his guitar playing is absolutely brilliant.
Mm-hmm.
Talking of brilliant, take us out of this morning's program. I mentioned a singer that I really like, and it's Gregory Porter. Remember I played him yesterday?
Mm-hmm, yes.
You sure?
Mm-hmm.
So I thought we'd go out with another one of his songs. This is called Concord. Gregory Porter, what a great voice he has.
With a million stars in the galaxy, when I'm floating with them, it's hard for me to see. I'm holding on to this dear earth as it spins around me. With a million miles of odometry and the moon like a goon staring back at me, I'm holding on to this dear earth with love and gravity. 60,000 feet up in the air, I can't wait to come down, drop down. I've been that fool, I let my fuel run low, let my people know I'm on drop down, slicing through the stratosphere, twice the speed of sound. The ground.
30,000 feet up in the air. I can't wait to get there. Drop down. The only thing I seem to see around, the sand in which you stand within my hand. Slicing through the stratosphere, twice the speed of sound. My life is moving under me before I touch the ground.
Mr. Greg reporting. You like his voice, yes?
Oh, yes, of course.
You're a nice voice, isn't he? Mm-hmm. Well, that's it then.
Mm-hmm.
We're done.
Okay.
Time to get out of here, I suppose.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, what are you going to do now?
Work.
Oh, okay. I'm not. Well, I will be later. All right, yes. Back tomorrow, won't we?
Yes, see you tomorrow.
7 o'clock in the morning. Take care, love.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's it then. Say big thanks to Yasmin, of course. First of all, to our intrepid outdoor reporter Ingrid. She's making her way up to go to Miami. I think she should be all right because Yasmin was telling me that the sort of marches and that are this afternoon. So just bear that in mind. Apparently they're meeting at Parque Urraca, I think it is, and they're going to the Assemblea. So that's going to be upsetting the traffic this evening, so just bear that in mind. Right, let me who is that? Oh no, it's Christina's phone. She left her phone behind. Sorry. Anyway, a big thanks to Yasmin here in the studio for all her work today and doing all our social media work and etc. So thanks to Yasmin and our production and everything else. Neil, our co-producer over there in the UK, a big thanks to him. He gets a lot of our background information for us. And, of course, there you go, the boys and girls of Group of Grant will keep us up running and he'll be saying, well, he's got talking so we can switch him off. So you, our listeners, advertisers and sponsors, thank you so very much for being with us here on The Breakfast Show. Back with you, as we said, it's our midweek program tomorrow, Wednesday. And so, please, whatever it is you're going to be doing today, do it carefully, keep out of trouble, all right? What I want to be doing tomorrow at 7, talking to you, not talking about you, all right? So don't forget, 2Chat SOS is coming up with Gigi, but as for me, ta-ta! You have been listening to The Breakfast Show, a Panama Broadcasting Corporation and Cool FM production. Presented by Jerry D, produced by Yasmin Kiros, co-producer Neil Danby.